Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast. Or Kang, depending on your vernacular. We back at it. It's been a minute, but we back at it. We got some stuff to talk about, man. The Bears lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is not good, but there were some silver linings in this loss. You know, there's no more victories, but our boy, DeVore's son, Justin Fields, JF1, the chosen one.
The he franchise. Looked good.
And I think franchise. He looked like he turned the corner. So we got holes by the refs. I don't know the name of that ref, man, but the hip checker. We call him hip checker. What Dan said, he was twerking.
The twerker, yeah, that's the twerker right there.
Don't stop, get it.
Pop that.
Yeah, the twerker out there, man. So we lost, but Justin Fields looked good, man. And it's some stuff to go over this loss. Justin Fields looked good. The defense looked like they took a step back. I know we got key players hurt right now, but. Man, they didn't hold their end of the bargain, man. So I'm feeling about this win, this loss. It almost feels like a win just because of Justin Fields. That's where I'm at. You know what I mean? So I didn't expect us to win, and we almost won. We should have won. You know, but there's a lot of good stuff to come from that, man. So we're gonna get off into that. How y'all feeling about this recent loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I feel good, man, because, again, it's a saying goes, you may have won the battle, but we're winning the war. And that's how I felt against the Pittsburgh Steelers that night, because it seemed as if for that fourth quarter, something clicked in Justin Fields and he figured it out. And he wasn't overthinking and he was just playing. And they just cut him loose. It's like they just unleashed him. It's like in the fourth quarter, they unleashed him on the NFL. And then you could see his full array of his full arsenal of what he can do for an offense. I mean, I believe before that point, we were only averaging 16 points per game. And, after the Monday Nighter, you know, it just seemed like in that fourth quarter, everything got unleashed. And they had no answer for it. The defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers looked defeated. Where he looked over at them. And they looked back like, what are we going to do with this kid? Because we can't stop him. It was to the point where he knew when, you know, by the top of his drop back, you know, when he fully got into the end of his drop back, he knew, okay, this pocket is collapsing. Let me break containment. Let me get out. Let me get out of this pocket. And then as he breaks out of that pocket, it's like he's looking downfield like, okay, now I'm putting the pressure on the DBs. You stay with the receiver, I'm going to take off for 20 yards. You break off from that receiver, I'm gutting you for 30 to 40 yards. So you make the choice. And they had no answer for that. And then when the pocket held up, Justin made him pay. He made him pay dearly. I mean, pinpoint accuracy down the field. We talking 25, 35, 40 yards down the field. He hitting guys in stride. Right there. He was making throws. That seam throw that he made to Jimmy Graham, my Jesus. That was the beginning of, oh, shit. What did we pass on? And they knew it. It's just like the rest of the NFL saw it. Was like, oh shit, what did we pass on? That seam throw, I think that was his best throw of the night. That was his best. It wasn't a fade to A-Rob. It wasn't a post corner to Cole Kmet. It wasn't the scramble throw where, you know, pinpoint accuracy again to Darnell Mooney. It wasn't none of those throws. It was the seam throw where he dropped it in a bucket between the linebacker and the safety and hit him right in stride. Right in stride. That was a hell of a throw. That was a hell of a throw. So, you know, at that point in time, that's when I knew something has clicked in him to where he has figured it out. And defenses, he on y'all ass from here on out. I mean, and this is the honest to God truth. Like, as I told both of y'all before, I wouldn't be shocked now that he's figured it out offensively. I would not be shocked if the Bears go on a run and we rip off 6-7 straight games. I wouldn't be shocked at all. If the defense can hold up and do their part,
that's the key there.
Right. But, you know, again, as the season progresses, we'll get Khalil Mack back. We'll get Bojack back. You know, we'll get some key components back to that defense, right? But as the weeks go on, Baltimore doesn't look like a world beater to me. You know what I mean? We seen what happened with them the other night with the Miami Dolphins. So that should be a dub. That should be a dub. Because the reason why I say it should be a dub is because long as we can force Lamar Jackson to pass, they don't have a shot in hell in beating us. And we putting up points, they don't have a shot in hell in beating us. Because again, from what I saw the other night in Lamar Jackson, anytime you line up four DBs 10 to 15 yards in a line across the field, you're basically daring the quarterback to beat you deep, saying, I guarantee that you can't beat us deep. And they're giving you a 10 yard cushion, a 10 to 15 yard cushion, and you can't eat that up and march down the field. Something wrong. That was an indictment of who he is as a quarterback. Okay. You ain't going to out nigger the game. Period. You can't out nigger the game, man. And I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna be real. You know, he was out there. He was out there doing all that niggering against the Dolphins, trying to scramble. Man, this is ridiculous. Anytime your quarterback is your leading rusher, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, they gotta teach him how to march down the field, how to take what the defense is giving.
Exactly.
If they line up like that and they giving you that cushion, man, you should be able to, you know, that's when you run them hitch routes. That's when you run slants. You know what I mean? The little 10-yard out, the little 5-yard turnaround, whatever, and make them creep up. Make them creep up and then throw it
then,
over the top.
Yes, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
But they don't, you know, they got to teach him how to do that or whatever. For whatever reason, they don't do that. When it comes to the Pittsburgh game, man, you know, I'm just going to say I wasn't as down as a lot of people were. You know what I mean? You look at the game and it's like, you know, hey, I seen what I wanted to see.
Absolutely.
And that's progression from Justin Fields. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I mean? So when I see that, that's all that mattered to me. You know, this season – with Nagy at the helm, I'm just waiting for him to go. You know, and it's bad because we halfway through. You know what I'm saying? We halfway through the season, and it's almost like a wash. But it's not really a wash. You know what I mean? It's not really a wash because you got development and you got a bunch of young guys. And we're going to get into it, of course, but we got a lot of young guys that are talented, that are good, and that are going to be here for a little while. Now we got some people that's going to be leaving too. Just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And they know who they are. I'm just going to be out, you know, outright with it. They know who they are.
Hey, Rob.
Some of those players know who they are.
Yeah.
Danny T.
Yep. Danny Trevathan.
You know what I mean? And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt some of these Bears fans, but it is what it is. We got to be real about it. You know what I mean? We got to be real about what we're seeing on the field, what's happening on the field, what's happening with their health. We got to be real about that stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, but I was excited to see Justin Fields make strides, tremendous strides. I mean, you know, that last drive, he should have won that game. We should have won that game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if our defense had some sack, had some marbles.
It should have been his first comeback victory in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? But people saw it. People saw it. And you've seen the narrative turning into, oh, man, this dude has skills. We could see star potential, right? You see that on the national level now.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't seeing that before. You know, and we could say it all the time because we see it. We know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got some of these writers and some of these analysts that just look at numbers. And they get wrapped up in those numbers. Oh, he had 150 yards. Oh, he had 190. You know what I mean? And they're not really concerned with what was actually going on in the game. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the game? Or did you just look at the stat sheet and say, yeah, Justin Fields is not really doing well?
Yeah.
You know?
They go check the PFF grade. Oh, his PFF grade wasn't good. So
I didn't tweet it one time, bro. Like, I was telling Roy this earlier. You know, everybody was tweeting that PFF, you know, Justin Fields 90 grade or whatever, and I was like, I'm not going to tweet it.
I didn't either.
I'm not going to respond to it, because PFF, they can do whatever they want to with their numbers. I'm just going to be real about it. Nobody really knows how they grade, right? Nobody really knows. Oh, we take into consideration this, what could have happened, what might have happened, bro. That's so subjective. It's so. You know, I just don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? You could spin your narrative by leaning on PFF. And to me, I just want to look at what I see happen on the football field. My eyes don't lie to me. Numbers will, men will, women will, but my eyes are not going to lie to me. What I see is what I see, and what I see is what I put confidence in. You know?
Yeah, and like you look at some of these guys, like I watch them, and this is not disrespecting them. Like Chris Collinsworth, he played ball. Like everybody knows that. The rest of these dudes, who are they? You know, like how are they more any different than you or I? You know what I mean? Like we probably got more experience playing with sports and athletics than they do. Matter of fact, we know we do.
There are no differences, bro. There are no differences.
Yeah.
Go. Anybody could go work for PFF.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody who's sitting in their living room could go work for PFF. They will give you. You know, this is what we want you. This is the game we want you to look at. And I want you to write down how many times he runs this way. How many times he runs to the right off of play action. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be somebody's job to just count that the whole game. And then they mash all these things up. And then they put out a grade for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's corny, bro. Like, I don't trust it, man. I just can't trust it.
Yeah,
and that goes to anybody. Like, I could get that job. Anybody could get that job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, it's good for data collection, but with the grades, it's not good. Like, we were talking about this earlier. Not all 7-yard completions are equivalent. They're not at all equal. If a guy faces a free rusher, he evades that free rusher. He stumbles. He picks himself off the ground and throws the ball between two defenders. And it only goes 7 yards. It just shows up in a stat sheet as a 7-yard completion. But there was so much that went on in that play that tells me what type of player that player is. And that doesn't account for that. And now a lot of times that's what I see. They just say, oh, here's a stat sheet. But you're not looking at the whole picture. You're not looking at the game. You're not looking at the nuances. And you see that a lot, man. You said it a lot. You see it a lot with nowadays everybody has access to all 22, right? But if you play sports, it looks differently on the field, at field level, at ground level, than looking at it with all 22, with the clicker being able to pause, say, look at this right here. You're not seeing that on the field. It might not be your progressions. Jerseys flash. Somebody might be in your face. You got a helmet on. You know, you can't make that throw because it's just physically impossible to make that throw no matter how open they are. You know, you don't know where the safety is. You make that throw, it gets picked off. Now they're calling you an idiot. It's so much more that goes to the game. The tape, what the tape does is allow a player, he can't see it at the ground level to show him what was happening at the 3,000-yard view. And that, okay, take that in consideration next time you play. If you see a player do this, this is probably what's happening on the backside. It's a teaching tool, right? And it has just metamorphed into this next level thing where like anybody be like, oh, that person, I'm like, you cannot throw the ball 60 yards down the field from a full sprint running to your right. Like Pat Mahomes can't even do that.
Thanks.
And like, I don't understand if people don't understand this. Like you can't do that. I play point guard. I'd be dribbling the ball, trying to pass the ball to my shooting guard, the power forward on the back end. His
you're
man
wrong.
Leaves him.
Roy, you're like, wrong.
Here, see me. You didn't see me. I'm like, fool, I couldn't see you. I was looking over here.
No, bro, you're wrong. You can do that. You can do that. In Madden, you can do that. Okay?
Right.
You're playing Madden for NFL 2022, whatever. You could throw that. You could throw it from the from the 1 yard line.
You know those glitches? The player be like throwing a ball like this 70 yards.
It can happen, bro. Like, so, you know.
You know, but
so it's just something I see, man, that's been on my mind.
I'm right with y'all on that. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that these nerds, and I'm just going to call it what it is, these fucking nerds, they get on here and they get to talking this crazy shit, right? As if, you know, they can't do a push-up to save their life. They couldn't throw a spiral if they soul depended on it with the devil. You know, I'm just being honest. You know? Running, they run like a 9 flat 40. You know, this is just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all ever see that show when they have the fans run the 40?
Yeah.
Like, I think I can run a 4.5, and they come out there and run a 5.6.
Yeah, slow as shit. or try to kick a field goal and can't do it, and fucking like rip everything in their ass, they hamstring. They just be fucking.
Remember people try to kick that Parkey field goal?
Yeah. Yeah, out there busting their ass. Like, come on, man. Terrible. You know, terrible. But, you know, the thing is that they sit up here and you know, again, they think this shit ain't real life. You know what I'm saying? It's not real life to them. It doesn't exist. You know, not knowing that. I mean, damn, bro, if you played the game, you know good and damn well that's damn near impossible to do what you're asking him to do. Again, you got to understand that he's processing all this information in a matter of 3 seconds. Everything goes on in 3 seconds, right?
Right.
And that's what they're not understanding. Everything is going on in 3 seconds. So what you see on the All 22 is not what you're seeing in real game live action. Okay.
Exactly.
You think you'll be able to process that shit in 3 seconds? I doubt it.
And you gotta factor in so many things. Like you said, like Roy said, you got bodies in front of you. You got people chasing. You got a face mask in front of you. You know what I'm saying? You're breathing through your you know, you got a mouthpiece in or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just so many things that go into being on that football field, and people don't realize it. People don't understand what it is. You know, one thing before we move on though, man, that I just wanted to say about the Steelers loss, it should have been a win.
The
reason it should have been a win is because the Bears went into their prevent defense. And I'm wondering why. This is my problem that I have with the side. Okay, keep everything in front of you, right? That's what the premise was. We're going to lay off of the receivers. They was playing up on them all game. Now, you dropped them back 10 yards off of the receivers and you let them catch these little dump offs, right? The whole game. Or not the whole game, but that whole last drive. The problem that I have with that is that Ben Roethlisberger all year hasn't proved that he could throw the ball over your head.
Noodle arm.
So why would you do that? It doesn't – you got to understand who you're playing. If you're playing Aaron Rodgers, if you're playing somebody that could throw the ball over top of your head, then yeah. But Ben Roethlisberger could not win – he couldn't win a punt, pass, and kick against my kid right now.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Because he
can't. What's Stacey King say? KYP, know your personnel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So – you know, you got to understand who you're playing. There was no way that he was going to throw the ball over the top. And even if he did, you could recover because his arm is too freaking weak to get the ball downfield 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was really no reason to do that. And that's the problem that I had with the size game plan in the second half, or not in the second half, but on that last drive, to be specific. Play him the way you was playing him the whole game. He can't throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Somebody sent that that thing. Devore, you sent it. Average air yards per completion. Justin Fields is at the top, right? 7.6.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Ben Roethlisberger?
Nowhere on the list.
Second to last.
Yeah.
4.6. Jared Goff is at the bottom. He's the lowest.
Damn.
3.89. Ben Roethlisberger is the second. Second to last. Damn! In the league. Damn! There's no threat.
<At all.
laughs> It's no threat of him throwing a ball over your head, man. It makes no sense. So that was stupid game planning to me.
Yeah, and you know, this goes back to all the the Twitter GMs. Oh, I would keep Sean Desai. He's a, what the fuck for? Why? I mean, what sweepstakes did we win to get Sean to be thankful and be thanking our lucky stars that we got Sean Desai?
Whoever the new coach is going to get rid of Sean Desai.
Yeah, he's going to get the fuck.
He's going to bring his own defensive coordinator in there.
When a new head coach comes, he's going to look at Sean Desai and he's going to say,
get the fuck out of here.
We don't want you. Flat out.
I mean, he might be able to go to a position coach if he, you know, interview.
Fangio will probably hire him wherever he lands.
Maybe.
Yeah, he'll go wherever Fangio goes. Yeah, culture study. Because Fangio will get a job as the coordinator.
Yeah.
Hell, maybe Fangio will come back here and hire him as a safeties coach again.
Exactly.
Right. You know,
safeties coach again. Back to safeties coach again.
You know, and the crazy thing about that is when Fangio was here, he had Ed Donatell. Ed Donatell was the DB's coach, and Desai was the help. That's what they're not telling you. You know, he was the fucking help. Okay. Ed Donatell was the fucking DB's coach. Okay. Donatell left when Fangio left. Guess where Ed Donatell is? He's in Denver right now, folks. Okay.
Yeah,
those Fangio, two are attached at the hip. Yeah. They're attached at the hip.
Yeah. All those guys.
So,
yeah. He was like the defensive assistant. Whatever.
Right. He was the help. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it a buck. You know what Michelle Pfeiffer say in Scarface? Get lost, Tony. I don't fuck around with the help. but the Bears seem to be fucking around with the help. And this is what you get.
About it is, yeah, because like, who's going to sign on with Matt Nagy?
Nobody.
Like, because they know he was on the hot seat.
Yeah, he's a dead man walking.
Ain't staying on that stinking ship. Yeah, ain't staying on the sinking ship.
He's a dead man walking.
On the sinking ship? No.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's why you just hired a side. Because think about it. He wasn't going to get no shot anywhere else.
At all.
This is your shot. You know, maybe you can make something out of it. Maybe you can. You can always say you were a DC.
And that's fact.
Put something on your resume.
That's fact.
You got enough good players that, hey, maybe I can catch lightning in the bottle.
Yeah.
You know, because you got enough talented players. If they had stayed healthy and things like that, then maybe something happened.
Yeah. But, yeah, we can get off into we got some young offensive players. And I got to say something because also Twitter GM, man. Every time we get a decent young player, they're willing to
trade
let them walk.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, trade them. David Montgomery is
trade him.
Is
trade
good
him.
Now with Khalil Herbert. Trade David
him.
Montgomery.
Trade him.
Oh, we should let Bilal Knuckles walk. We should let James I'm like, this, and these are, and the thing about it is, these are the same people that complain that the Bears roster is old. But then as soon as we get a player that's somewhat decent – and he's 23, 24 years old, you're getting rid of him. Let him go.
Let him go.
And you know what the kicker
who
is?
Who are you going to replace him with?
And you know what the kicker is behind that, right? Which I thought was the dumbest shit in the world. But remember, some time ago, we had a running back by the name of Jordan Howard. Was solid. Solid. Mm-hmm. Top three rusher in the NFL when he was with the Bears. Top three rusher. Right. And they got rid of him. Why? And then they struggled. David Montgomery, rookie, struggled. Couldn't get the short yardage situations when you had a fucking bell cow back there. And you could have brought on the maturation process for, for Montgomery. It would have been a lot smoother than what it was if you would have had Jordan Howard back there. And again, you still would have had a 1-2 punch, right? Because it wasn't like Jordan Howard wasn't a burner. He was no burner by any stretch of the imagination, but come third, fourth quarter, it hurt to hit that motherfucker. And defenders did not want to tackle him late down the stretch. See, and that's what a lot of people forget. When we went 12-4, Jordan Howard had a lot to do with that. That's what people fail to recognize and realize. Jordan Howard had a lot to do with that. We had a bell cow back that you can get that ball to, and he will wear a defense down. You give it to him 20, 25 times a game, defenders going to be – they're going to be thinking twice coming up trying to hit that shit. They don't want that.
It's called salting the game. It's called salting the game away.
Exactly. That's what they call it. And then at that time, third, fourth quarter, he's ripping off 20, 30, 40 chunk yards. He's ripping them off. Like, shit. Yeah. Game over at that point. He wore you down into the tempo of the game. He grinded the defense down. You got rid of him.
Right.
And now, deja vu all over again. Khalil Herbert shows a little promise, a little flash. And the first thing you want to do, trade Montgomery, trade him, trade him, trade him. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah, like you only can have like one good player. Like, look at the Browns.
They got
the
two
Browns. Yes.
Two stud running backs.
Yes.
Everybody does nowadays.
Yeah.
Man. Look at the Cowboys. They got Ezekiel Elliott for big money, and Tony Pollard is getting carries like crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, I don't get this mentality because you got a rookie quarterback. You're not going to have to pay for the next 4 or 5 years. What the hell are you so and don't want to pay people for? Like, it's like Bear fans have Stockholm syndrome.
They got the Patriot disease.
Yeah.
They got the Patriot disease. Don't want to pay nobody.
Yeah. Like the Stockholm syndrome was like when you're a hostage, you start like sympathizing with your hostage taker. That's what it is. Like the Bears have been cheap and done stupid shit, and Bear fans almost sympathize. You know what? Yeah, maybe we shouldn't pay these guys. No, you should pay them because we're looking at the Los Angeles Rams pay everybody. And you can't even, you tell them you can't even retain your own homegrown talent. Like, I don't get that. They got one of ours that, you know, and we went and got one of theirs. You know, Robert Quinn, he's 32 years old, you know, and they took our 28-year-old. And that's what I'm saying. You got to retain these young guys and keep those guys. Unless you're going to bring in a younger, cheaper guy and a bunch of them, you're letting these guys walk. You're letting guys walk. And it bit us in the ass. And you got to learn from you. We let Amos walk, right?
Yeah.
Now look at that. We still trying to replace him. And you get these analytic PFF types, the same guys we were talking about earlier. They say this. He's replacement value. Replacement. Then how the hell is he so replacement value? You haven't even been able to replace him. Leonard Floyd was replacement value. We haven't been able to replace him. Robert Quinn is doing okay this year. I still will let him go because you know what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, he's going to take it
off. You know what's going to happen next year.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to fall. We all know what's going to happen.
Like, let's not lie to ourselves. I'm like, no, we can keep him because he had a good – he's going to be 33, bro, with an injury history, right? He has no more guaranteed money left. We know what's going to happen, dude. We let Amos go. We let all these young guys go. We let Kwiatkowski go and Danny Trevathan. Is Kwiatkowski a killer? No. But I'd rather have a younger 27, 28-year-old Kwiatkowski. What is Danny Trevathan right now? He's done. Maybe you should have kept Roy Robinson Harris and let Khalil Mack go. I mean, not Khalil Mack,
this
but
this is the King question when it comes to Danny Trevathan. I know he was injured or whatever, but have you called his name even when he's been out there? Have you called his name one time?
No, I just look up and like, oh, number 6. Oh, he changed his number.
I'm looking up saying who is number 6.
That's what, it just shocks me. I know he changed his number, and I'm like,
who the heck is that?
Oh, that's Danny Trevathan. Oh. Okay. It is what it is. Father Time is undefeated.
Absolutely.
He is. He's undefeated. You know, if you over 30 years old and you're on a Chicago Bears roster and your name ain't Khalil Mack, you need to be jettisoned. You need to go and get the hell up out of here, man.
Straight up.
I'm dead serious.
That's the only person I would keep is only. Khalil Mack. And that includes Eddie Jackson too. I'll be looking to shop his ass too. And that's the honest to God truth. Because I mean,
Ain't nobody taking that deal, bro.
Nah, his dead cap is vicious.
They not.
He next year after next year they can.
A sucker's born every offseason though, right? You know, possibly you might catch a team who's stupid enough to take that, you know, and get him the hell up out of here.
If he flashes these last like eight games, he'll have some trade value. Right now, you just pray that he.
But the kicker, the kicker on this all is that, you know, these are the same individuals who say, "Oh no, keep Tariq Cohen, let him rehab, let him do this, let him do that." I'm sorry, folks, but his ass is gone. At the end of the season, you'll never see him in a uniform again. I promise you that. You'll never see him with the Bears in uniform again. I can promise you that. He's gone at season's end. But you want to keep him, but you want to get rid of the motherfucker that's producing, right? This motherfucker ain't played for us in damn near 2 years. And you want to keep him, but you want to trade David Montgomery. Get off the crack.
David Montgomery. That's the shit they do.
Crack.
That's what they do. That's how they think. They'll be like, well, Khalil Herbert's taking David Montgomery. You need Tariq Cohen. No, you would get rid of Tariq Cohen and pay what you were paying Tariq Cohen to David Montgomery.
Exactly.
Because it's cap allocation.
Exactly.
Like, okay, we got to pay David Montgomery now. We're just going to cut him. We're going to pay him and keep Khalil Herbert.
Right.
You know, and now you got the 1-2 punch. Because I don't know how he factors in if you got those two guys. When is he going to play?
Never. Unless his ass going to slot receiver.
And it kind of defeats the purpose because he's not
a receiver.
Good, which, yeah, yeah.
You know, Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse.
We'll see if he comes back.
He not. If he come back, he'll catch on. It'll probably be with the, you know, another team like the You know, he'd probably go somewhere like the Jets or some shit. That's good for him, you know.
He got paid. It sucks. He
tore his ACL. You know what I mean? He got paid. You know what I mean?
He yeah, he got paid. Money.
He had a pretty decent start to his career here in Chicago, you know, until the injury and unfortunate situation with his brother. You know, that probably jacked his rehab situation
absolutely
up a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. So you know it is what it is, man. With him, but you know, I don't wish him nothing bad. You know, hopefully he can get whatever he needs to get done. But like you said, I mean, this is a game where it's like, what have you done for me lately? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, once guys fall off, man, it's, you know, yeah, you're a nice guy, everything's cool, but hey, man,
this is business.
You're here to do a job, bro.
Yeah.
Anybody else, you know, I know we're talking football, but anybody that's listening, these nerds, if you write a bad article, right? If you write something stupid and you make a bunch of editorial mistakes or whatever, an editor makes these mistakes, you know, what have you done for me lately? You screwed up. You probably will get fired over that type of stuff. If I go to work and I don't perform well and I don't do my job, I run the risk of being let go. That's just the way this works. It doesn't matter if you're a good person, nice, sorry, things happen, you know what I mean? Life, all that's irrelevant. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Yeah, he got paid. He's making millions of dollars a year and he's rehabbing. So they ain't like they done him dirty. They ain't kicking to the curb. He's still around the team. He's still in practice, dancing, getting paid. They see him through his rehab. They gonna make sure he's healthy. But if he comes back, man, he's gonna have to stay on this team. He's gonna have to be
a factor.
Yes, he's gonna have to be like Tariq Cohen, 2018 Tariq Cohen. You know?
Yeah.
If he wants to, you know, returning punts and being a receiver, just you know, being that, then you can make it work. And I agree with that because you know, the more weapons, the better. Mm-hmm. But right now, it ain't looking good. You know, he's going to have to come back before the season ends, for one. And if he doesn't, if they give him a shot in training camp, they may bring him to training camp because they can cut him at any time with the post-June 1st. Mm-hmm. So, but Khalil Herbert, David Montgomery, that's your 1-2 punch, man. You got to keep him. You can't be trading all your good players, man. It sounds good for GM Twitter. it ain't good for real life. Oh, listen, just positional value, you know. You can find a guard anywhere. Yeah, really? That's right. Why we have shitty offensive lines in Chicago. We can just find guards anywhere.
Exactly.
Can't just find good 20. Matter of fact, I just want to say this. What good organization, well-run organization, even if James Daniel went to Pro Bowl, he's above average. I'll say he's above average guard.
Mm-hmm.
23, 24-year-old above average offensive lineman, they just let them walk in free agency. Who does that? Would the Patriots do that?
No.
23, 24. I'm not saying 33.
You know, some teams do that. You know who does that? Losing franchises. Mm-hmm. That's who does it.
Yeah.
Facts.
If you want the Bears to continue losing and you want them to be in shambles for years to come, then yeah, continue to want James Daniels to be let him walk. That's exactly what we need to let happen.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. What DeVore was saying earlier, Bears going on a run. We were saying, I was looking at it, and the Ravens look vulnerable, man. That defense is like ranked 26th in the NFL.
Absolutely.
They're not good at pass defense. And Justin Fields seems to be turning it on. So is there a possibility that Chicago Bears can go on a mini run after the bye? We got 8 games left.
Yeah, it's a hell yeah. I've called it. I said this was going to happen. At the beginning of the season, I said, yeah, we're going to struggle. And then all of a sudden, he's going to figure it out. And we're going to go on a run. And I think it's a strong possibility we make the playoffs. And we'll finish the year 11-6 or 10-7.
Damn, you way more.
10-7. 11-6, 10-7. I see it happening. I legit see this happening. I see
Wait
it happening.
Wait a second. Wait, whoa. You said this. For one, just for emphasis, I just want to be sure that I heard that correctly. Say that one more time.
11-6 or 10-7.
God.
I see it happening because, again, think about all the games that we played, right? Think about we played the best of our competition so far. And really, the only game we were out of was the Tampa Bay game. Every other game,
I mean,
we was.
I'll give you that. I'll give you
that. Yeah, they got their ass.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay game. But every other game aside from that and the Browns, but again, we don't count that one because that was
kind of close. The game, yeah that game was out of hand to like the fourth quarter.
Right. That was a sabotage job right there. But
yeah.
Line it up, we'll whoop their ass again. But, you know, just every game we were in, we were competitive. And this was during the time that Justin Fields was struggling. Right. Struggling. And he was still getting his bearings up under him still. You know, look at the Packers game. Look at the Packer game. You know what I'm saying? With Justin Fields. We could have won that game. Should have won that game. Referees played a part in that as well. The Steelers game.
Huge part.
Yeah.
Huge
the Steelers part. Game. Referees played a part in that. We should have won that one.
Outright cheated. Right. Let's just be real. Yeah. We was outright cheated in both of those games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
let's be real about it.
Yeah. So right. Just those two games alone, we're 5-4. Right, and we were still competitive in those games. Right, we're gonna sweep the Vikings. No said.
They're a mess right now, bro.
Bruh, we gonna sweep.
Okay,
we're gonna sweep the Vikings. That's two wins right there. We're gonna take care of the Lions. That's a third win right there. Guess what, fellas? We 6-6. We take care of business with Baltimore. We're 7-6. We only got three more games. We got the Cardinals. They're coming to Chicago in fucking December. An Arizona team coming to play in frigid Chicago. Really? I like our chances. That's 8 games. 8-6. Who else we got remaining on the schedule?
Seahawks. Russ back.
So? I mean, do they have anybody that outside of DK Metcalf, do they have anybody that strikes it? They don't even have a damn running game, which, I mean, it kind of bodes bad for the defense. But, you know, DB's going to have to earn their money. They're going to have to earn their money. They're going to have to earn their spot on the roster for why we should keep them, right? For why we should keep them moving forward.
I got to say something, too, real quick on the DBs. Man, Artie Burns must be ass. Because Kendall Fedor out there getting cooked. Man, and they won't put that man.
He out there getting fucking. Oh, my God, dog.
I posted that gif of.
Oh, man.
I'm getting cooked right now. It's a bro, I'm getting cooked right now.
Bro, I was crying when you
man. He's out there getting man. Cooked. Yeah, man, Burns, because I've been like, damn, why don't you just put Burns out there, man? The dude was a first-round draft pick. He started games. He can't be his best. At least he's tall.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case. I think it's coaching. I think the coaching staff, they have guys. Yeah. They have guys that they love. They have guys that they fell in love with and guys that they think are better who are not better. And I think that's what the issue is. Because, again, it was, you know, look at the situation where I don't trust this coaching staff because, Doug, we had –
No.
What the fuck is my man name who's out there playing sick Coward? Coward. We had him on the fucking offensive line, bro, when we had Mustafa Bars and the likes of them individuals out there. And they were starting him. Rashad Coward. So I don't trust this coaching staff.
No, but think about that for a second. For people that's listening to this, just think about what he said. You had a guy who was being converted
from a defensive lineman.
Defensive lineman. To offensive linemen, you had offensive linemen who played their whole
life,
high school, college life as offensive linemen, right? And you said, "Nah, we're gonna go with Rashad Coward in this position," even though these guys are technically more sound, they're better, they've been doing this for longer. That makes no sense, bro.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? And we've seen that happen last year. And from the beginning of the year, game two, game three, we were screaming it on this podcast. Why can't we get Mustafa? Why can't Bars get a turn? You know what I mean? Like put him in there. He cannot be worse than Rashad Coward.
It's the same thing, dude. You know.
And it's the same thing. I don't think Artie Burns could be worse than Kendall Vildor. I don't think he can be worse than Duke Shelley. I don't think he can be worse than Xavier Crawford. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, for whatever reason, Nagy, the evaluation, the group, whatever, they're not going that direction. You know what I mean? And this, to me, is once again, I know best. And it's a stubborn mentality that this coach has put on display for months, for years now. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid, man. It's dumb. Yeah, he's got that mentality. You never know. Maybe them dudes said something that he didn't like.
Yeah, that's all. I was like, dude, you can't tell me. Like, this dude's he's a pro. You know, he's big, he's athletic. Like, damn, dude, this dude out here getting cooked. And you don't just take him out of the game? Like, hey, dude. And they just keep doing it. And that's the thing. This coaching staff, man. Yeah, but that's extremely optimistic, Devore, man. Like me, I think realistically we may go 7-9. And I think that if everything breaks right, they can probably go 9-8 and get that last spot. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if everything breaks right. Because they're gonna lose some of those games. You know what I mean? Like they're gonna lose a game or two.
You know,
in there.
I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
It's the defense, mainly.
Right.
If the defense was the defense, I'll say yeah. Because right now, the offense, the last 2 weeks, they put up 22 and 29 points. Back in the day, if they had an offense or they had Justin Fields putting up 22 and 29 points, they winning. Right?
Yeah. But I'm looking at the remaining schedule, right? And the only games that we would have to truly worry about, right? Defensively, the only games that we will really have to worry about, and this is the honest to God truth, the Seattle. That's it. I say Seattle, Arizona. Everybody say, well, you got to worry about Arizona. It's going to be frigidly cold in Chicago in December. All right.
Still say you got to worry about it. And Green Bay.
Yeah, but the Pack, nah, I'm not worried about them because.
Nah, we got to beat them.
No.
Like, I think Justin Fields will do it, but
he's going to beat them.
You got to beat them.
He's going to beat them, and he's going to beat them in Green Bay. But the thing is that I'm not worried about them and as a whole, more so because, again, we've held them down. You know, we've held Green Bay to 24 points, if I'm not mistaken. We held Green Bay to 24 points, right? And that's what our offense struggling to score. That's what our offense struggling to score. I think this offense have been unlocked by Justin Fields. I think the floodgates are going to start opening. I think we're going to go from 16 points a game roughly to, and this is the honest to God truth, I think we're going to go from 16 points a game roughly to about 28 points per game. I seriously see this happening.
Last two games, they've been averaging over 20-some points, 24 points or something.
You see what I'm saying? I see this happening to where we go from 16 points a game to 28 points per game. And if you're scoring 28 and just playing a little bit of half-ass defense, which we got just a little bit of half-ass defense, and then you also take into consideration, again, Akeem Hicks is coming back healthy. Khalil Mack is coming back healthy. You know, that's going to factor in a lot of things, guys. I'm telling you, that's going to be the difference. That's going to be the difference because, again, beforehand, everybody was stating before, our issue was we couldn't score. We couldn't score.
Right.
What we've done against we played two top five defenses back to back, and which sped up the maturation process of Justin Fields. If we can average 28 points the rest of the season, I like our chances, fellas, against anybody, because it very, very few times that defense is going to give up 28 or more. That's like a damn anomaly, and I don't give a damn how bad we are in the defensive secondary. I mean, very few times. So I take our chances, and I like the odds in that. And the odds say if we're averaging 28 points per game, it's a high likelihood that we can finish the year 11-6 or 10-7. High likelihood in that.
It's possible, man. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and you know, you got the extra game in here too. So 10-7. I don't know. I don't know if I go 10-7. That means we gonna lose one game.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season.
Yep.
I think the Bears may lose three, and possible they can possibly get away with just losing two. Because I think they'll beat the Vikings both times. I think they'll beat the Giants. The Packers, I don't put anything past the Packers because we saw what happened in that last game. We should have won, but we got cheated. And I already know it's going to be some calls that go their way. It's in Green Bay, so you definitely going to have it. By that time, you know, they'll be battling for a playoff spot too. So, you know what I mean? Trying to move up or whatever. So, you know, I don't know. The Cardinals are a good team. And then I question the Ravens as well. The Ravens, you know, if they let Lamar Jackson go crazy running the ball, which I don't trust, if Mac is not out there, let's put it like that. If Mac is not on the field by, you know, the 21st of November, then we're going to have an issue because Robert Quinn cannot play against the run. And he cannot contain. He's not going to be able to contain Lamar Jackson. He's not going to keep containment because he rushes up the field and he's just going to let Lamar Jackson just walk around the outside every single time. So, you know, he does that wide nine or whatever he wants to do and he runs up the field 20 yards before, you know, angling towards the quarterback. So, you know. But that's what I look at it as. I think they may lose three games. They can possibly lose two if they can get, you know, if they can beat the Ravens. I don't see them beating the Cardinals, and I think the Packers are something stupid gonna happen.
I just feel like after that Monday nighter, it's something for a team to play with confidence. And yeah, I just truly believe that game instilled so much confidence in that offense that they're not going to fear nobody when they step on the field. And they're going to look at everyone else's, you are inferior to us. Because look what we just did to the number one defense in the league. We had them on the ropes. We had them on the ropes. Mm-hmm. And we should have delivered the knockout blow. But we had them on the ropes. Yeah, they did deliver the knockout blow. It's the defense that gave it up.
And that's my fear.
Gross.
You know, that's my fear. It's crazy that quick that it's not the offense that scares me. It's the defense. It's crazy. Yeah. And it could just be Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is really good, and people, maybe him missing two games, people will realize it, how good he is. Even Eddie Jackson, like, Eddie Jackson ain't been making the big picks, but he gets guys in position. He's the kind of quarterback of that back end. You know, maybe that's affecting the cornerbacks. So we'll see, man. I want to see Mac back. I want to see Eddie Jackson back. And Allen Robinson had a hamstring too. You know, so if he's
fuck
back,
him. Often,
that was coming.
Have y'all seen the clips of Have y'all seen the clips of Allen Robinson and his piss poor ass attempts at blocking?
Yeah.
Yeah, but those okay. So you take it. That's a run going away from him.
No, not just that. I'm just saying all season. But yeah, I know which one you talking about. Jet sweep. It ain't too many cats that's going.
When they post stuff like that, I'm like, you just posting that because you're trying to pile on the narrative that Allen Robinson is being lackadaisical, right?
Yeah.
So you know, people got to look at the whole entire game. If it's a run going the opposite way of the guy. Yeah, he's not going to – what's he going to do? Blitz over just
cut
to get
block.
Over there and block nobody?
Cut
you know
block.
What I mean? Because, whatever.
I get that. But, you know, just the rest of it, you know, especially when runs go to his side, he really puts forth, like, minimal effort. If he ain't getting the ball – but we spotted this out before. If he ain't getting the ball, this motherfucker walking off the line, looking like, oh, shit. And then the play break, he be, oh, shit. Then he try to pick up speed. And, oh shit! Hurry up! Like motherfucker, if you was doing what you supposed to do, he would maybe would have broke that.
Hey, they called him out during the game. It was with Troy Aikman. He was like, "Oh, the scramble drill." Allen Robinson didn't even participate.
Yeah,
he was in the game.
Man.
He said it. He didn't even start breaking off.
Exactly. You know. I mean, cool. Look, A-Rod, man. I hope he land on his feet with his new team next season. I been said get rid of him. You know, just because. Why waste time? But we were in our Dan had up the space, right? The Three Kings space, right? The spaces that we have up on Twitter. And some of you fucking weirdos, man, is beyond belief to me, right? You got any dirt on A-Rob? What the fuck? Like, Fucking weirdos, man.
His personal life, like what?
What? Who asked?
Destroy him.
Who asks?
Destroy him as a human being. Yeah.
Who asks shit like that? Who? Just think about that, right? That's like saying like, yeah, man, damn, dog, your sister fine, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, you think you could sneak me a pair of her panties? That's how weird that shit is. Real talk.
Hey man, I need to sniff them right quick.
Yeah, hey, you think you could go in your sister's room and get a pair of her warm panties, man? Let me sniff them real quick. Like, what the fuck? Dude.
Oh my God.
Straight up. You asking him, I tell you, I know this man personally. You know, I know him personally. Yeah, we run in the same circles. You know, we know the same people. You know, we hang out with the same cats, whatever. You know what I'm saying? When he's here, you know, we run with Braylon Edwards. You know what I'm saying? We run with Lamar Woodley. You know what I'm saying? Larry Foote and Bart Scott and all these cats. We all run in the same circle. And the first thing you ask is, like, damn, you know, not damn, man. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? How did y'all all, you know, become linked up? Whatever. Is you got any dirt on them? The fuck? Really, bro?
Oh,
really? That's the question you ask.
I had to say, like, why would you even ask us that? Because, you know, even if I did,
right?
Why would I share that with a complete stranger that
exactly
I'm in spaces on Twitter with?
Oh, like, Jesus!
Come on, man! Like, it don't even make sense.
First, I'm not even. Why would you think that an individual such as myself would be cut like that?
Right, you took it as disrespect, right?
Yeah, like
they disrespected you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you tried me, like right now.
They tried it. You know what I'm saying? They tried it earlier when they go, "How do you? How would you know? How do you know? Like, motherfucker, what? Obviously, okay, you're just now coming along and don't know, you know, the dealings that you know, the connections that we have and the dealings that we have. Who are your sources, bro? Who are your sources? Nerds. Flat out fucking nerds. Like, shut up, dude. Go back to Fortnite, all right? This ain't your realm. Take your nerd ass back to Fortnite, man. Get out of here.
Skin on Fortnite.
Yeah, go buy some new skins, motherfucker. Go and ask mom, can you hold $20 so you can buy some skins, all right? Some new skins for the Fortnite. Fuck out of here, clown. You got any dirt on them? I should make that a fucking a sound bite. Got any dirt on him? You got some dirt on him?
He was bad drunk. You got to be drunk.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, man, back in high school.
And you motherfuckers that be jumping in these spaces, man, it's one. I don't know if y'all be fresh off the yak or what. I mean, dog, we could be mid-conversation and somebody just bust in. Yeah, man, and that motherfucker, man, let me tell you. And, man, and that motherfucker Nagy, man. Like, bro, who the fuck? Wait a minute. Who hit the mute button on this motherfucker, man. Where the fuck is you coming from with this shit, bro? Get your silly ass up out of here. I mean, just out of the blue. You be like, oh, yeah, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, Ray, man. Tell us what you want to talk about. Ray will be like, yeah, man, you know, the deep. And then all of a sudden, that motherfucker Nagy, man, let me tell you, man, that motherfucker and that goddamn
bring back Lovey.
I'm like, yeah, like what the
bring
fuck
back Angelo. What,
like, wait,
bro, I be trying to be nice about it and then like I tell him like, okay, man, let somebody else speak, man, don't cut in, you know. And then I was like, all right, go ahead, dog. You know what I mean? To the dude that was talking.
Yeah.
He starts talking again. And the dude did the exact same thing. I'm like, bro, all right, that's it. You got
to
like, go.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Go. He wasn't talking to you, bro.
Right.
It's funny because they'll send me a message. Like, after I boot him out of there, they'll send me a message. Oh, that was messed up. You kicked me out, man. Like, dog, I told you to be quiet, man. Like, chill out for a second. I muted you one time. Like, what you want me to do? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's fucked up, man. Like, no, that's fucked up. You can't listen. Your drunk ass. Look here, Willie Earl. Don't nobody want to hear your drunk ass viewpoint, bro. You coming in here just spewing off random shit.
Diarrhea at the mouth.
Diarrhea at the mouth.
Exactly. That shit is nuts. It'd be nuts to me.
Plastering the wall with bullshit.
Like, every week. Every week, bro. I'm like, who the fuck is this? It pisses me off so bad. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who is this? Just so I can boot, like, man, just so we can boot you the fuck up out of there. Like, yo, who the fuck is, wait a minute. Who the, like, motherfucker, he didn't call on you to speak. Who are you? Wait your turn like everybody else, bro. Raise your fucking hand in the goddamn space. You will be selected. You will speak. You don't need to, half the time, your fucking opinion is stupid as fuck. It makes no sense. You're wasting everybody's time, and we don't want to hear that bullshit.
It'd be this. Bring back Lovey. Make Singletary the defensive coordinator. Make Dave Buckus the GM.
Yes, bro.
Hire Gary Payton's son.
It'd be weird shit.
That's what it'd be like, dude.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you really had to get that out, huh? That shit be nuts, bro.
Bring back Lovey.
What they need to go do in Chicago, what they need to go do is go dig up Rex Ryan and bring Rex in and let his dad buddy call the shots. We need to bring back the 46 defense there. Shut the fuck up, dude. Y'all be at the bottom of the bare bottom of the fucking 40 pack of Budweiser. Like, oh, what's my man? What's my man name? What's my man name? Always be saying crazy shit out of the fucking blue. What's his name, dog? And I'm like,
don't mention his name. Don't mention his name.
I can't think of his name.
I'm looking for him.
I can't think of his name, but it's the.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Jesus, this motherfucker be at the bottom of the Bud. Like, bro, okay, you at the bottom of your probably fifth 40 of Budweiser. All right. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. It's like he going dig up. Like, I seen somebody post some weird ass shit, right? Somebody posted some shit. I say it was a year ago about fucking quarterbacks. About somebody bringing up, you know, and not understanding the sarcasm that we were talking about quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? About Kyle Trask and Mac Jones and all that. It was the sarcasm in this. And then they pulling it up like, oh, receipts. What? Like, do you even know what we was talking about there? Like, are you following the thread or the context of the thread? Like, or are you just randomly pulling up shit?
I think I posted something about way before the draft that I wanted Justin Fields. And then if we couldn't, I would just sit tight and let Mac Jones fall to us, right? Now it's funny, those are the two kind of best playing quarterbacks. And so I was just showing it. And then somebody in there, remember we were going back and forth about Mac Jones and Kyle Trask.
Dan had said something about Kyle Trask.
Because I don't like, and this is more because I don't like Alabama. I'm like, no. Kyle Trask is, you know, I'll take him over. And it's a joke. And then somebody, you know, I'm like.
It was sarcasm.
Yeah.
Who is that? That said like, that? Nah, what was that joker's name? Forgot his name. Keno. That's his name. Keno. I'm like, dog, like, are you kidding me, bro? Like,
speaking of the bottom of the 40 pack, Mike North, dude.
I done already told him to suck a dick. Mike North.
He didn't block me yet.
Yeah. I done already told Buddy to suck a dick earlier in the year. Like,
he posted something. He's a writer, dude. He's a Will Hair folks hoisting #JustinFields on their stories today. Some of those same folks said Big Ben was done a month ago. Guy just wins. Stats don't matter while Bear fans think Fields was awesome. He was pedestrian. @ESPN.
I think he just tweets shit for attention, bro.
I think Trubisky would have won that game versus Steelers.
If Trubisky wins that game, Trubisky's not a backup, right? If he wins those type games, he's not a backup today. So shut the fuck up. Still got Justin Fields' dick in your throat. Shut up. And on your mind.
And TJ Lane.
Okay. Let me
What's
tell you.
His problem?
Okay,
What's
let me tell deal? You about this motherfucker TJ, bro. All right. We never got along when we was at EMU, bro. Never, right? This motherfucker is from Livingston County, okay? A sundown town, right? He's right by Howell, Michigan, okay? And anybody who knows about Howell, Michigan knows that that is KKK Valley. That's the home of the Ku Klux Klan here in Michigan. The home of it, right? Sundown town, right? So his, a lot of his views, I'm not saying TJ Lang is a racist, but what I'm saying is a lot of his views, bro, he's out of touch with real reality. You know, shit don't exist to him outside of that country ass town he from. So a lot of shit that go on with people, bro, he's out of touch. He don't know no better. So, you know, certain shit that we would, you know, we would have issues at Eastern on certain shit that he would, you know, he would feel that he need to voice his opinion on. And a lot of the times he was met with shut the fuck up. You know, I'm just being honest. A lot of the times he was met with a lot of shut the fuck ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do you know? Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. You from a cornfield stick ass town. The fuck do you know about anything that's going on out here? So, you know, he was more so reserved, kept to himself. But when he opened his mouth, it was just basically like, man, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, clown, because he was doing it. He popped that tweet off. That's where you get people with the hot takes. He got caught slipping. He got caught lacking. He tweeted that out in the first half, and then Justin Fields went out and balled.
Yeah.
And he got drugged.
Exactly.
And people were like, did you watch Jordan Love? How about you talk about him? You know, this dude, you know. So he got lit up, bro.
Like I said, it was more fitting that he went to Green Bay, because Green Bay was more his style.
That's his cup of tea right
there. That's his cup of tea right there. You know, Green Bay is more his style. So it was fitting that he went on to Green Bay. But this motherfucker, we never saw eye to eye. Never. Never. So he got everything he deserved.
He's a weirdo too, man. Yeah. You got some people out there like that, man. Like, you know, you got people that, I mean, they just, you wonder, what are you thinking when you tweet it, or when you even think it? What are you thinking? Like, seriously, I don't understand, you know? So.
Yeah, that was my trash tweets of the week. Those two fellers.
You got any trash, DeVore?
Nah, I mean, you know, I got on my nerds, you know what I'm saying? I ripped my nerds a new one, you know. Well, you know what? I got one. And this ain't even Bears involved, right? But I got one. What people fail to realize when they say Matthew Stafford has way more talent with the Rams than what he did in Detroit. I beg to differ. And the reason why I say this is because during the time that he was in Detroit, they had a defensive coordinator, black guy. Can't think of his name offhand right now. But he had that Lions defense top 10 in the NFL. This was during the time they was kicking our ass. All right. He had that defense top 10 in the NFL. Right. And this was under the Caldwell era. Right, Jim Caldwell. So, got into it with a couple of fans who said, "Well, the coaching was better, the team was better." You know, I don't even know who the Lions coach was at the time, but he couldn't hold a candle to Sean McVay, really. At last I checked, Jim Caldwell went to two Super Bowls. Last I checked, he won one with the Ravens, went again with the Indianapolis Colts. So he went to two Super Bowls. Sean McVay went to one and got beat, right? So Jim Caldwell does have a championship pedigree, does he not? Right? Has a ring, does he not? Has two of them, actually. Both with the Ravens, does he not? Okay. So McVay doesn't stack up there. So, okay, well, better coaching. Okay, we go for talent, right, offensively. Well, the year that Calvin Johnson put up 1,964 receiving yards, on the other side, he had Golden Tate that put up 1,300. Do the Rams have any of that production at wide receiver now? Yes or no? They don't. No, at all, right? Oh, yes, Cooper Kupp. He has Robert Woods. They couldn't sniff Calvin Johnson's dick, talent-wise, right?
Yeah, he's arguably one of the best wide receivers
in the game. Exactly. The closest thing they got in production is OBJ, and OBJ is the same as Golden Tate, 1,300 yards. And shit, last time OBJ put up 1,000 yards, it's been a minute. So when you say offensive talent, where? He had better offensive talent, where? That's real. I mean, when you start breaking down numbers, motherfuckers don't want to start telling the truth. The problem was, always will be, and always is going to be, until he prove otherwise, it's Matthew Stafford. He's the fucking problem. All right. Whether y'all want to believe it or not, I live in Detroit, folks. I live here. Okay. I've been here for quite some time since we came from Chicago. I've been here for quite some time. I know what Matthew Stafford is. I know what he ain't. It's a lot of pressure on him.
Winning teams. Winning teams. Matthew Stafford's record.
Yeah.
Is 9-70.
Exactly. And it proved evident again last week when the Rams. It proved evident again last week when the Rams played the Titans. What did Matthew Stafford do? Interception. And then he came back again and did what after that interception? Threw a fucking pick six. Gutted the motherfucker. Gutted him. And it was over. And they lost to a Derrick Henry-less Tennessee Titans. And for some reason, everybody in the fucking world is going to believe that Matthew Stafford isn't the problem. Get off the crack, people. He's always been the problem, okay? I don't know what the, where the fuck y'all come from. I don't know what it is. But
they,
only,
what they call him, what they call him out there? Matthew,
They call him Stat Padford. Meaning Stat the motherfucker Padford. only pad stats, bro. He only pad stats. So the killer is behind, the killer is behind this. When people don't realize, when the Detroit Lions, last time they've been to the playoffs, was when they had Adamic Sue, Nick Fairley, Cliff Averill, Ziggy Ansah, all of these cats, right? And Stephen Tulloch and Louis Delmas and all these cats, right? It was a top 10 defense. David Terrell Austin, or I think it's Terrell. Terrell was the defensive coordinator then. Terrell. And he had them as a top 10 defense. Lions jumped up on the motherfucking Dallas Cowboys 14-0 in the first quarter in the playoffs in Dallas and should have won that game, but they didn't win the game because Matthew Stafford late down the stretch threw a fucking pick. Actually, he threw two of them in that game. One of them was nullified by a penalty of roughing the passer. Then he came back again and threw a fucking pick, threw an interception. And then Tony Romo took them down and won the game off that interception. Never before has there ever been a quarterback being praised. This is part of the white privilege that we talk about at quarterback. Because name me a quarterback that can get paid the money that Matthew Stafford got paid and have no playoff wins. Name me a black quarterback that has that issue.
There's not many. I mean, there's nobody.
They wouldn't even be in a fucking league today with Matthew Stafford if they put up the same numbers that we. And a perfect example to say, Jameis Winston.
I was going to say, Dan pointed that out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Jameis Winston put up the same exact comparable fucking numbers. Player. And y'all made him a backup.
Big quarterbacks, decent athletes, big arms.
Yep.
Throw spectacular plays and also throw picks.
And you made him a backup.
They're like the same person. Yep.
And you made him a backup. But Matthew Stafford, white privilege, even though he's grossly underperformed and was wildly mediocre when it came to the big game, you still gave him top dollar and still made him the face of a franchise. Yeah. But yet you made Jameis Winston go be a backup. And he had to earn his way to be a starter. Yeah, and he had to earn his way to be a starter. So my point is this. He's always had the same fucking talent, folks. And if he couldn't do it with Megatron, he not going to do it with OBJ. He's not going to do it with Cooper Kupp. He's not going to do it with Robert Woods. It's not going to fucking happen. Flat out.
He gets passes like no other, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
To be honest with you, I've never seen a quarterback get as many passes as Matt Stafford has gotten. And, you know, from everything from usage of a tight end, he doesn't even use his tight ends. He doesn't, you know, it's always an excuse. He doesn't have a running game. He doesn't have defense. He doesn't have this. He's only got Megatron. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean?
I just ran
that. He got to win a playoff game. Because another thing they have on that team, that defense, they got some ballers. And if they do win, it'll be because of their defense.
I'm going to give y'all the kicker right now. And you heard it here first at 7:46 p.m. on the Three Kings podcast on a Friday fucking night. If Matthew Stafford does not get a fucking playoff victory, I would not be shocked if the Los Angeles Rams moved on and packaged his ass and sent him to the Houston Texans for Deshaun Watson. I guarantee it. if Deshaun Watson beats it, gets past all this legal shit, I wouldn't be surprised if Matthew Stafford does not get it done.
Huh? You know, I was gonna say hell no to that. The Texans.
Maybe.
For one, I don't want Stafford, and you won't got no picks.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Exactly. But I wouldn't be shocked if they try to pull that move and make it happen. And Tua sucks, by the way. And that's another one. Omar Kelly. Another dumb trash ass tweet. That's coming back to roost. The crows, the chickens are coming back to roost.
It made it back.
Yeah. The chickens are coming back to roost. Because on this one, you said you're so glad the Miami Dolphins have Tua and not Justin Fields. Well, we're fucking glad we have Justin Fields and not Tua also. Have you seen Tua lately? Number one, he's always hurt. The wind can blow left and his vagina will be sore for months. All right? That's fact.
Okay, let's get on. I want to get on another guy. You on him. I want to get on Trash Can Sam real quick. I got to be
out. Oh, please do.
Please do.
Sam. I've been waiting on
this. Trash Can Sam Darnold.
Love it.
They brought Cam back to Carolina. Congratulations to Cam.
Yeah, congratulations. Big ups to Cam, for real. And big ups to Cam for getting that paper, too. Like, yeah. He's getting paid more now for, what, maybe 7 games?
Yeah.
Than he got all last year with New England. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real about it.
You know, you got Trash Cam Sam stinking it up in Carolina. He came out and he had one good game. You could tell, like, we in the hood, we have this thing where you could tell if you got a person got heart. They test you. They want to see if you got heart. He don't have heart, and I saw it a long time ago. It's like when he's just running around playing, he's athletic. He got a big arm. He looks good. Mm-hmm. As soon as he turn up a little pressure, soon as it start counting, soon as it start mattering, he start pissing down his leg. He start defecating in his underwear. And you can see it on his face.
Yeah.
And now they have turned back to Cam Newton. But guess what? They're probably going to move on from Sam Darnold. All the people that call me, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. It was Adam Gase. I called him East Coast Mitch. Now look at it.
Well, thank God they did get Sam Darnold, because they could have took Justin Fields and we could have been in purgatory, fellas. We could have been in true purgatory, because there's no quarterback coming out this year that's worth a damn. And I'm just being honest.
I'm glad they took him, right?
Yes.
But I'm looking back, and I think back to the summer, right? And over the offseason, how many Bears fans, there was a point in time where Sam Darnold's name came up and everybody was like, get him, right?
No.
A bunch of people on Bears Twitter saying, like, get Sam Darnold. He's still young. He's still got talent. He's only 23. Bro, the dude is – no.
Hey, I posted a meme.
Like you said, he's the kid. He's the PP boy in school.
Yeah.
In middle school. You know what I mean? Like he's the kid that you could tell doesn't have heart. You know, if anything happens, he's looking for a way out. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's not that guy. And you can look at him and tell. You could tell.
I posted a meme. I can't remember. It was a thing going on. Like, we need to upgrade from Mr. Biscuit. You pressed the button and it was Sam Darnold. And I was like, nah, fuck it, go back.
Right.
I posted that because I told y'all, right. I said I'd rather have Mitch Trubisky in Chicago than Sam Darnold. I said, I would just keep Mitch if you're going to go get Sam Darnold. I don't want to see that dude. At least Mitch got a little heart. He may be a little slow, but he got heart.
Right. Right. Facts.
So, hey, fellas, I got to run, man. So, unless what y'all got. Pardon shots. I want to give a shout out to the Irish Bears. They had me on. You know, shout out to them. I know they've had a couple of us on. They always showing some support and love. So shout out to the Irish Bears show. And Bear Down Report, it was their 1 year anniversary. You know, shout out to them as well.
Yeah, sure. I do one pardon shot. One pardon shot and one shout out. One to the Bear Down Report. I'm gonna be on there on Sunday, 6:30, I think it is gonna be. So I'm looking forward to that. And then my parting shot is going at Aaron Rodgers, because he's a trash bag. He's sorry. He's a liar. He's selfish. He's everything you don't want in a leader. Let's just be real about it. He is a terrible leader. And
facts.
It's been talked about by ex-teammates of his for years, and the media has overlooked it. Now, finally, the national media has taken and said, oh, you know what? Look at this dude for what he is, and now they're not turning their back to it. Why? Because he lied to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he needed to do. When he lied to them, to their face, they took offense to that. And now you got the national media that's on his case. We've been on his case for a long time, though. He's a liar. He's selfish. He's egotistical. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the world. He looks down on everybody else. He points the blame at other people on his own team. He never accepts responsibility for his own actions. And you see it, it's come to fruition. I go into detail on that later at some other time. But yeah.
Crazy thing about that is
you get it all.
Crazy thing about that is that's why he fell in the draft. It's because he was an asshole and his teammates didn't like him at Cal.
Exactly. His family don't like him, bro.
Yeah.
How you don't like your mama, bro?
Yeah. Weirdo.
How you don't get along with your mama? Yeah. Your mama, bro. Like, come on, dog.
You birthed me. I didn't ask for it.
That tells you.
I didn't ask for you to make me. I didn't ask to be here. It's weirdo, man. Fucking weird. But I ain't got no parting shots. You know, fuck Omar Kelly, you know, off rip. Fuck him to death with a sick dick. So
AIDS infested.
Yeah.
He's infested.
For real.
Gonorrhea.
Fucking weirdo. Let me catch your wife slipping here. Let me catch her slipping.
Didn't he like, oh yeah, that's why he got a trash tweet. He was bombing on his wife. Dude.
Yeah. Like, let me catch your wife slipping.
Like, what are you posting that on the internet, bro?
Yeah. That's all right.
You should divorce you.
It's all right. Let me catch her slipping. I'm gonna line her ass up real good with that slab. Let's see how she react to you then after that. Fucking punk. On that note,
we out.
We out.
Y'all.
Peace.
Take it easy.